Ranger, Boise, Idaho, May 10th, 1950.
Of the United States.
I'm very glad indeed to be here this morning. I certainly appreciate your most cordial greetings. Very impressive to come into this rich valley. Here you have an empire which is made possible through the miracle of reclamation. All comes of having water. Your great program of irrigation in this area has brought prosperity to your farms and your city. I'm told you have some 350,000 acres irrigated in this section. This is tremendously valuable addition to the economic well-being of the whole country. I think there is a deeper significance in what you've achieved here than you people may realize. A relatively small amount of government money for reclamation has brought rich returns to the whole area and to the whole nation. When people talk about the size of the federal budget, they forget that when we set aside money for things like reclamation, it's just like investing money in gilt-edged securities. The money invested for the development of this valley is an investment. It's not an expenditure. Reclamation means richer farmland, more prosperous cities and industries, cheaper power, and healthier opportunities for a better standard of living in this whole area. The penny pinchers who want to cut off funds for reclamation simply do not understand good business principles. The future has in store rich potentialities for the Boise area, for Idaho, and for the whole Northwest. We've got a great deal of good pioneering work and resource development, but we need more power dams to develop mineral resources and to bring cheap power to all the communities of this area. We need more sound reclamation projects. We need better soil and forest conservation. To do these things right, we need a coordinated program for the development of the entire Columbia River Basin, including the Snake River Valley, in order to harness the mighty resources of land, water, forests, and minerals. We must tackle all phases of this development simultaneously. There is a direct relation between what we do in all sections of the Columbia Valley. If we are to get cheap power, flood control, rich soil, and all the other benefits which flow from a balanced program, I'm convinced that the only way to get such a balanced program is through the establishment of a Columbia Valley Administration, which will treat the region and its resources in a way which will bring greater benefit to every section. Don't let anybody tell you that the Columbia Valley Authority I have recommended would be socialistic. It wouldn't have a bit more authority than the present federal agencies have. It would specifically prohibit interference with everybody's water rights or any other rights which you may have already established. The Columbia Valley would be firmly under the control of the Congress, the elected representatives of the people, just like all other federal agencies are now. That would mean, in the direction of more centralized government, a Columbia Valley Authority would move in the direction of less centralization. The Columbia Valley Authority would have its headquarters right out here in the Columbia Basin, where the people can deal with it firsthand. In such a situation, the state and local government can participate much more effectively in resource development work. The experience of the Tennessee Valley proves that conclusively. And he had a lot of old moss backs that did everything they possibly could to tear down the Tennessee Valley Authority. Without a Columbia Valley Authority, we will continue to have a scattershot approach to resource development, with one phase emphasized at the expense of another. You can see that by what happened to the river in Albertville, the Senate said a couple of weeks back. They put in part of the program and left out other parts, like Hell's Canyon Dam, which is just as important. The results of such a policy are wasteful, uneconomic, and I hope you join me in working for a Columbia Valley Authority. You'll stop all the fusses between reclamation and the Army engineers and all the rest of the bureaus in the government by having right out here where you can keep your finger on it. Above and beyond the immediate benefits of this area, to this area, the success of projects like these will aid in strengthening the entire country. I want to say to you that if we had not had the power projects in the Tennessee Valley, if we had not had Bonneville and Grand Coulee Dam and the power projects there, it would have taken us much longer to win this war. By having those projects and plenty of power at those projects, we were able to set up those great establishments, which contributed to the immediate winning of the war and the saving of young American lives. Now, I want to see a Northwest power development, a Southwest power development, a Northeast power development, which includes the St. Lawrence Seaway Project and the Bear Thunder Project and the Connecticut River Project. And we have a great network in the Southeast with the Tennessee Valley and projects now being built in South Carolina and Georgia. I want to say to you, if we get that done, if we can get the proper development of the Missouri Valley and the Ohio Valley and the Mississippi Valley, nothing in the world can prevent this country from accomplishing its purpose. It will mean an economic development that will keep us the most powerful nation in the world and the nation which works entirely for peace and not for any selfish purpose. That's what we have in mind. That's what I'm out here to tell you. That's what I want you to understand, that I'm working for world peace on a basis that will make our economic setup the greatest in the history of the world as it is right now. I want to keep it that way. I want to keep on developing it. Now, with your help, we can do just those things.